another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Twin Cities Tank, I'm Pete. Over there is Brent.
Are you Mexican today?
Yeah.
All right, all right.
How you doing this week, Brent?
I'm good. Pete, I'm good. We got two boyfriends here giving each other the pirate
we got a couple
throat
of
slitting
couple
finger
guests,
thing.
Guest,
not
guest good. Panelists.
I'm back.
That's Dan. You remember Dan.
Hello.
And that's Drew. You remember Drew.
You might remember Drew from his bad cop-like interrogation of Shannon Selberg from a couple months ago.
Sure.
Was it bad cop?
Yeah.
Really?
Were you
good.
Playing the bad
you
cop?
You had a mustache, and it was gross.
I had a mustache?
I don't know, probably. I don't remember.
Did you, like, what kind of a book report did you have to do before that interview? You did a nice job.
No, I did none. Mine was all top of the head. Drew kept
didn't talk.
Drew kept looking at his notes and not trying not to.
I looked at like one of them, and then I was like,
"You want to know where you put them? You stuffed them in the couch.
Yeah,
you
want to
know why? Because I found it about 3 days ago.
Yeah, I know.
And my girlfriend thought I was like stashing poetry in the couch. I was like, "Oh, what
did
is this?
You
say?
Write
Let's
this
see.
For me about Nurse, my third release.
Nursing home. Daddy has a tail. What the fuck were you on? And I was like, no, it's just Drew's notes for.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
No, you did a great job.
I'm sorry about everything.
It was great.
I know. I'm apologizing for other things that I put in your couch.
You would also recognize Drew as the guy who did all the voices for if you entered our contest and listened to the little sound bite.
Remember that?
Today.
Which ends tomorrow, Friday?
Well, by the time people hear this, it'll be done and we will have picked a winner.
Who is winning a free MacBook?
No.
From
a Mac?
From superhornygangsters.net. Who gets the free MacBook?
His name is Pencils McGillicuddies.
Oh, that can't be right.
It is.
I couldn't figure out how to enter the contest. I think.
Oh,
like,
you mean
the...
send an email to us? You
oh, is
fucking
that what
freak.
Oh, I thought there was something to sign up for. I don't know.
Yeah. No, Dan.
I don't know. I left you a
again.
Berating message on the comments.
Yeah,
I had a really I had a hard time doing that. Anyways,
it didn't. The reason Dan didn't know how to do it because it didn't involve complaining,
right?
So. Being sad, full of torment.
It's like, so what? I
torture.
Cry onto my keyboard, and I what? It doesn't make sense.
So I scream into a pillow, and then what? Okay. I sit in my tiny blue station wagon and listen to the Smiths.
I suffocate myself whilst masturbating and looking out onto the city while I cry.
I light the porch that I spent 6 months building on fire and then lay in it.
You've got a porch?
Oh, yeah.
Is
oh,
a porch
yeah.
Over there?
That. That's why we haven't seen Dan.
I know about you re-grouting your bathroom.
No.
We haven't seen Dan in 12 eons because he's been building some kind of life for himself.
12 eons?
Compound in the backyard.
Guaranteed Dan built a sex bunker.
So,
is that where this is going already?
Wait a minute, I want to stop on sex bunker for a minute.
Okay.
We all do.
Just
what
go with it.
Is this like a bunker, like a nuclear fallout bunker? Like you can hide from sex in this bunker?
No.
Or are you misinterpreting it?
Let's just say that it involves canned goods, impending doom, and lots of concrete.
Impending doom, the Christian death metal band that you toured with?
Oh, yeah.
Silence the oppressors.
And I think you are also required to have one of those bank pneumatic tubes that you can send your cum out of.
Fantastic.
But it's like on Lost, there's like just a pile of Dan's cum somewhere like 20 miles from here and like a fucking fucking oat basin. I just made up a
there's
word.
There's a wormhole in the universe that only launches Dan's cum.
That's right.
They had to build a special wormhole just for all to come in Dan's sex bunker. Like, there's not room for this on this planet.
It sends it over the ocean into England.
Yeah, we don't have a sex bunker in my house.
Okay.
You're saying you haven't been spending all this time in your sex bunker?
No, we've been building a nice...
I'm so bored already.
Home.
What are you doing?
I'm bored of my life. So
verbal Valium coming out of your fucking
hence
mouth.
Hence coming on the podcast again.
Home filled
but
with
Dan,
sex bunkers,
but
right?
But Dan, we haven't seen you in like 5
that's
months.
That's true.
Oh, shit.
We were talking about that.
It's already past your bedtime. Dan's been going to bed at like... 4 in the afternoon or something. And it's like 11 o'clock at night now.
Dan falls asleep in his office and a cab comes and picks him up and drops him off on his deck. God. Well, no, what's been going on, Dan? Where have you been?
This
is going to get depressing really quick.
Just chilling.
Just chilling.
Just say that. Say just chilling.
Or climbing the corporate ladder.
Dan are you the president of Megadeth yet?
Getting there. Oh, God.
That's all I know about you. One time you met Megadeth.
It's true. That picture is my claim to fame.
You've got a picture of it?
He's got
You've
a picture of...
Remember when you sent me like five signed ministry CDs?
That's the only picture on Dan's old Friendster account is of him and Dave Mustaine.
That's the only reason my Friendster account exists.
You don't change your title to president of...
Everything.
Put that on your business card.
I met Dave Mustaine once. And he was still mega fucked up on booze and drugs.
That's because he's a mega fucked up booze and drugger.
Yeah, well.
I saw an interview with him recently because he's a fucking Christian now. And he was he got on the topic of being a Christian. And he's like, well, you know, some people, they talk about being a Christian and then they don't act the lifestyle. But, you know, I call those people hypocristians. That's my old name for
them. Boom. Is there a little rim shot when he did that?
I'm like, he's
an
always got...
Base.
He's always just got that fucking just little one-liner thing.
I think he tried to fight the Dixie Chicks.
Do you feel like he became a born again because James Hetfield became born again Christian?
Well,
like, it just gives him something
him
to like be shitty.
I'm always
and
in your
about.
Guys' shadow. I don't know why.
I
never get any of the credit.
You even started believing dumb shit before I did. You're always the first one. Well, that's the thing. I think when you get like. When you spend your whole life talking about Satan and having skulls with fucking, I don't know.
Wait a minute, where are you going with this?
When you do this, like when you pinch a nerve in your arm and can't play guitar for 6 months because you just fucking gorked out on heroin and fucking, you know, pass out wrong on your arm. Like, I think the most extreme thing you can do when you get in your 40s is like start worshiping Jesus. Like, there's nothing. Like, what's he gonna do? What's Dave Mustaine gonna do that's gonna impress anybody? Like, he's fucking.
It is totally brutal to worship God.
It's fucking right, it is.
It is.
I don't know. I just,
ask my friends an impending doom.
Oh God, what's their song about you?
Well, my favorite, I have a shirt of theirs that is in like a death metal font, and it's got Jesus on it on the cross. And on the bottom it says, nailed, dead, risen.
Well, that's all right.
Nailed, dead, risen. And their entire thing is like, Jesus is coming back, and Jesus is the most
brutal guy. He's a bad motherfucker.
He's the most brutal guy ever.
And this time he's pissed.
It's true.
He's going to have Legion of Doom spikes on.
Hawk and animal. Rest your souls.
Animal's not dead.
I think they are.
No, Hawk's dead.
There's
for
a picture
sure.
of my dad with Hawk and Animal. That's not as cool as you with Dave Mustaine,
true.
But it's good.
And
it's
I have something. A picture of
something.
I have a picture of myself with Kiss, and Gene Simmons' eyes are closed. It's like the like. It's like it's better almost.
Can
I think that his eyes are closed.
Can you confirm that he's a fucking faggot?
Yes,
fucking
absolutely.
Asshole?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And but his kids
Paul
are
Stanley.
Cool.
Paul Stanley.
I thought
you Prince.
Could...
He was a prince.
Really?
And Gene was the biggest cock. Like, I got to have dinner with both of them. And like,
got to or had to?
Dan,
had to.
Dan, the thing that you don't understand is that this is a business, and if you're not making money, then you're not doing any business.
I don't understand why you would do this if you're not getting all kinds of pussy.
How old is now, his daughter yet?
There's a cement truck in my backyard full of pussy. Just dumping pussies into my driveway.
Like she's like 2 years
I paved my driveway in pussies.
I feel like we're the ones having the conversation.
Pussies.
They're just doing Gene Simmons impressions.
He goes, what I do is I come into town, I put on the best rock and roll show you've ever seen, and I'd probably bag your girlfriend afterwards. You're like, no, my girlfriend doesn't like people who have more fucking wrinkles on their face than on their balls, you
then
old
I get
piece
in my
shit.
Airplane made of Kiss pubic hair, and I have fucking on it.
P.S. Pussy. All right.
Okay, should we take care of bullshit?
That's early.
Hey, we mix it up here on the Tankies.
Play the song.
We've updated Taking Care of Bullshit. So now, not only do we talk about what's bullshit, because we're so smart, we figure out how to take care of it and live up to the name of taking care of bullshit.
Yeah, thanks, Brooks.
Because we're smart!
Yeah, we can take care of our own problems. And one of our problems is, Dan, Florida.
Oh, we're talking about Florida?
Yeah, we talked about this already.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Florida.
Recently...
Get some tighter pants.
Sorry.
I can tell you there's a punk rock compilation that is called We Can't Help It If We're From Florida.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Called. It's from the early 80s. It's good. It's good, but that's you know, very, very
Florida
topical.
Florida is... It's for
from
sure.
The, me on the internet today.
So because of Dan's new career path or whatever the fuck he's chosen, he goes to Florida once a month or something?
Twice
a month.
Two times a month.
What happens in Florida stays in Florida.
No, it doesn't.
I'm just kidding. Go.
I'm here to sit in shit all over Fort Lauderdale in Miami, Florida.
What is they have a city named after that movie with the cat who dances on cars? Oliver?
Garfield?
Huh? No one's seen Oliver and Company.
You mean Cats, the movie?
Aristocats?
No, Oliver.
Stop doing that.
All dogs go to heaven.
All right, anyway.
Anyways, I have to go down there twice a month. It's horrible. We determined that Florida is essentially full of shitty Jews from New York, old people, porn stars.
Redneck. These are all the same. You're being redundant.
I think we've covered all the ethnicities that we need to offend on this.
Sorry, podcast. Yeah.
No, I'm not. Don't apologize.
Mark, we just filled our quota.
Florida, we just check another box off on the list.
Here's the thing.
Jews.
There's like the Southern charm thing, and then if you get south enough, then you get like it gets really creepy, you know. And like the hot spot of that is like Northern Florida. Where the Southern charm and Southern hospitality turns to like Southern murderous rage, and there's just this. It's really like here's what stands out in my mind in Florida. We were there. Pete and I were there.
Yeah, we went there on tour.
We were playing rock and roll music for the kids, and I think somewhere like 5 a.m. we stopped at this place in the middle of nowhere. It's probably somewhere near Sarasota or somewhere gross. And there was a convenience store that was wooden. They don't have those in developed communities.
Shack-like.
So I wanted to get some water, and I went inside, and there was really nothing refrigerated. It was just like an old like bait and tackle, ma and pop, fuck me shop. So I finally found like a gallon of water, unrefrigerated, like dusty gallon of water on this
covered wagon?
No, I don't think that's what it was.
Wells Fargo wagon?
Maybe after doing like a 360, like there was just canned goods and shit, and then against the wall, literally about 15 feet long and about 6 feet tall, the largest rack of pornography I've ever seen in my life. And it's like not like Playboy, it was like put horse hooves in my cunt and fucking like it was like this nasty, but so there's this really like weird crossover of like the Bible Belt meets like fucking
everything
the killing
bad.
Florida
they also
porno
had,
factory.
They had those window stickers for your pickup truck or what have you, and there were like giant Confederate flags that said "I ain't scared." And we had Danny.
You wear your ex, I'll wear mine.
We had Danny, who I think is Mexican,
probably.
And we were like, Danny, you should probably stay in the van because I don't.
On
your skin
it's
is
worst.
Brown,
like, Florida. It's just like it's an amalgamation of. It's like the quintessential state that no one is from there. Everyone just goes there.
There's no central identity to it whatsoever.
No, none whatsoever. And it's, yeah, like, everybody's equally as shitty who's there. It doesn't.
So what is the worst thing that happened to you in Florida about the people? Or what's the worst experience you had with one of these disgusting pieces of Floridian shit?
I got nothing. I can't even explain.
That's why we bring Dan on here.
Yeah. I mean, are you just like from the hotel to the...
As much as possible.
Megadeth headquarters?
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. To the Megadeth limo? Like, yeah.
Their lair?
Straight into the Megadeth tower.
Into the Megadeth hovercraft with the cast of Police Academy 3.
All right,
what do you do? Why are you in Florida? What happens? I don't understand. I haven't seen you in a while.
Dan,
you work for some
Dan
like record distributor.
Apparently.
I'm fired for everything we're
talking
about.
That's fine. I'm getting fired, too. I'm part of a union.
I don't
want
to be fired, though. I like getting paid.
Dan, what is it that you fucking do?
I
you can't just say by senior account executive,
oh,
rock and roll, Babysitters, Megadeth, Drowning Pool, and then smile and look away.
Drowning Pool died.
Only one guy did. Only they replaced him.
We already went. We went over this the last time I was on the podcast. Actually,
right.
The most important thing about that Everybody band is there's actually a bald guy with a ponytail in that band.
Oh yeah.
That's
Go
actually
on.
A,
I mean, that's a really, bald guy. I'm very
he's
interested.
Bald, and yet he somehow manages to pull off the like a ponytail. All
when
at
you
the
say
time.
Pull off, do you mean physically pull off the ponytail?
It's Velcro. So, all right, guys. So how do we take care of
well,
Florida?
Real, how much? Okay, oh, there's some.
Sorry.
No. Go well, ahead. This is my question to you guys. How much of the creepy like? Like fucked up sexual repression, weird interracial butt fucking of Florida. How much do you think that has to do with the state being shaped like a little dick?
I would say at least 0.3 to 7% somewhere in that window.
Entirely.
I don't think it has anything to do because I don't think anyone who lives in Florida actually has seen Florida on a map or knows what it looks like.
You don't think so?
I don't think they know
they
where
look
they
down.
Are.
They look down at the ground and they see veins. And they're like, what's going on?
Why is there so much semen in my
Why
high school?
Why are these trees part of my legs?
No, there's something horrible about like the way that plant life grows down there too. Like as simple as like just
it's giant Venus flytraps, right?
No, like grass. Like they don't have grass. They just have like this like weird weed that grows on everything because it never like gets cold enough where like
can we send this from a satellite to Florida so they hear what Minnesotans think of Florida?
There's got to be one Floridian that listens to this dumb thing.
I hope not. And if they do, they need to just stop and go. Fucking kill themselves. So, I hate Florida. Sorry.
That sounds like Dan's solution to Florida.
So, that's Dan's solution. Just stop Florida. We could start a campaign. Billboards.
Legalize Florida.
Stop Florida. StopFlorida.com.
How do we fix the fucking madness that goes on in Florida, Dan?
Let's make bumper stickers that say Stop Florida. And a website and a tube sock.
South will rise again. Fine. Go rise.
Look, the South is fine.
I don't think
Florida,
we need to fix anything.
Florida is not fine. Just get a bunch of jackhammers. We'll start jackhammering the border of Florida and just kick it into the ocean.
Just put your foot on it and push.
Right.
Somebody can catch some righteous waves.
It's your problem now, Cuba.
You've been sending your assholes our way for the last 150 years. Take some of our old faggot Jew fucking assholes.
Give us Dexter back.
You said it, Dan. Webster?
Dexter.
Oh, okay. Either way.
It's a show.
They both killed people.
Whatever. Oh, good.
Fuck you, Florida.
Yeah.
So wait, this is a segment of the show where we address a problem and fix it?
I think we did already.
Yeah, just did that. Yeah. Oh,
I don't want to fix Florida.
I think most of the taking care of bullshit segments, just like it, like really the only bullshit we or you guys seem to take care of on this is just like telling something to fuck off. And, like I hate this. Fuck you. You.
Hey, we've only did this the last couple weeks where we actually take care of it. Last week for deodorant. No, wait, yeah, that was the first time we did it. And we did said you should you cement your armpits.
I fixed deodorant last week.
Oh, good.
Sorry.
It smells good in here.
Yeah. It smells great in here.
Yeah, we fixed deodorant.
Doesn't smell
and
like when you're sex bunkers.
We fixed Florida.
It hurts That's my actually, armpits.
Does
like
it fix?
Like I have strong. Yeah. I had to switch away from.
It doesn't work.
It fucking hurts.
I use fertilizer.
You must have some sort of allergies or something.
I don't know. It hurts. It feels like tiny centipedes with a million needle arms are stabbing my armpits.
At that point,
like
I would just go with the BO.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I
well, you know,
the
it gives you breast
now.
Cancer.
Like
too.
Even like, you know, a lot of times like your senses confuse other things, but like sometimes you can think like that a cigarette tastes like whiskey, kind of, you know, that kind of thing.
Or a deodorant is a centipede.
No, like if like I like even if I look like just looking at you, I smell BO. Like just
this ties directly into what you're saying. I have you can't tell because it's kind of dark in here, but this shirt has this huge red stain. I'm wearing like a yellow-colored polo shirt from, like,
it's
1983.
Disgusting.
It has a big red stain that you can see in the light, which I didn't notice until I got to work today and someone pointed it out. And then I was eating, like spicy pho today, and I got...
Spicy what?
Spicy pho? What?
Is that like a...
Pho? You know, the Vietnamese noodle soup.
Sure. No, I know exactly what you're
just
talking
about. Just say
delicious. Soup. All right.
It's eating fucking soup.
It's eating fucking soup.
But I got all these like little speckles of red soup on my shirt.
That's not,
and
even,
I managed
that's not
to...
even close to a word.
What?
Spreckles?
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 Like robin's eggs.
Speckled pho?
Indie eggs,
they're speckled.
No, Dan, you're thinking of spackled because of all your home improvement bullshit. Anyway, point is, I have stains all over the shirt, and I have used this psychological tactic to convince myself that it's part of my persona that I am
stains.
So cool that I can walk around looking like Barth from You Can't Do That on Television.
Dire that. You just look stained.
Yeah,
you come off stained.
I look pretty gross.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I brush my teeth.
You're perfect.
No, you're,
don't
you are.
Thing.
We said
thanks.
Nothing of your like teeth.
Well, just I just wanted to get that on
just
record.
Just the rest of you,
record.
Just from the neck down, it's all stain. Let's go to a song. This is called Erase You by some kind of band called The Slats. Find them on the internet, probably. Go.
All right, Dan, tell everyone what you just told us.
I recently had the good, very good fortune of seeing Margaret Cho do comedy live.
Oh, she does comedy now?
comedy and music, believe it or
did
not.
Did she do some hilarious interpretations
music,
of her mother?
Her music doesn't just consist of her like playing a guitar like a normal human
it's
being.
It's her playing guitar making jokes about being Asian?
No, it's her playing an iPod and then singing over it and making fun of being Asian.
That's what I do.
It's maybe the most depressing, sad thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's still the same bit.
Coming from Dan, that's quite an endorsement.
It's the same bit 20 years later where she's doing the like the oh me so sorry, like the whole like
was it more or less depressing,
which was actually invented by Don Rickles in like 1940.
Right, but like it's the
what
same
a
like rip-offer. That like same like the same you know making fun of her, you know, Asian immigrant.
Now, Dan, family. let me ask you this. Was it more depressing that she was up there still doing that shit, or more depressing that there was a gaggle of fucking people laughing their heads off at her?
Yeah.
Because they were there, right? And they loved it.
That was not an answer to the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, how old are you?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Beards.
No, I actually, she didn't go over so hot, but...
Really?
No, yeah.
Like, you mean to tell me Margaret Cho might not be funny?
You know what one of the most startling facts about Margaret Cho that I learned is?
She Asian? Fucks everybody?
She's not gay.
No, she's not.
That's fucking insane. That's actually a big
part. Well, she's kind of bi, isn't she?
Probably. I think she just likes stuff in her ass, and she doesn't care how it gets her.
That's her whole shtick, is how much she's all into anal sex.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Big on,
well,
like, random guys and that.
I forget what fucking podcast I heard this
that
on.
It was on Greg Fitzsimmons.
Was it Fitzsimmons?
She was just discussing how much shit goes up her ass.
No. I'm talking about, I think I was on Adam Carolla's podcast where she was like, hey, we should hang out and I should come over and, like, I'm going to show you the script I wrote for you, like, for us or whatever. And then she comes over to his house and they read this script and it's all about, like, these two people fucking each other, like... crazy, like...
It's not a script at that point.
Right, exactly. And then Adam was talking to, I think, Laura Keitlinger, I want to say, and she said the same thing to him. She's like, yeah, Margaret Cho came over, and she brought this script and was, like, all super graphic, like, sex scene thing.
I think for her...
Like, I think she just wants to go around fucking other comedians.
You know, like, showbiz was just a vehicle. It's like a 20-year plan where she literally, like, comedy, it was just literally the medium in which to get more things inside of her ass.
You know, I guess, like, the beautiful part about her is, like, the fact, like, we're doing right now exactly
right.
What she wants.
Absolutely.
Like,
I use my stardom to fuck!
So I will take this opportunity to say, fuck you, Margaret Cho.
Whoa, hey.
Your comedy blows. I want my half an hour of my life back that I sucked.
Pete, can you put on a song by Anal Blast next?
But I played a song by... No, not Anal Blast, sorry. It was Creeping Charlie.
I flushed a potato down the toilet.
What about Anal Cunt, wasn't that a band, too?
Oh, we can't talk about Anal Cunt.
What, is that the
band? Anal Cunt is the band that got me into the Village People.
Anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true, Village People.
Let's not open up that door.
Yeah, let's not tell that story.
What's next? Sorry.
Speaking of poop and vomit, Drew, do you want to play one of your songs?
Yeah.
What is this one called?
What's written on your hand? No, on the other
is
side.
Is it... What was it?
It's some bands boner? That I have to be reminded to download. I need to download the Dickies' second album.
Is that the one with the donut? Boner. Is that the one with the donut man on it?
What?
Is that the one with the donut
the
man
Dickies
on it?
The Dickies album?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't listened to the second one.
I actually like a lot
drinking.
Of those early Dickies records.
And Half Years, and then my friend insisted that I download the first Scream release, which is without Dave Grohl. And then on this side it says Hardware Uncle... Coffee and Welcome to Hell.
Oh.
So I will tell you the Welcome to Hell story if you would like. But anyway.
Let's play a song.
Yeah.
This song is called Midnight Surgery. It's about how I hate my life, so I have to get drunk all the time to stave off the bad feelings.
By teenage impotence.
No, we're TI now because no one has used those initials yet. So we can't get sued. Total incompetence. Or whatever the fuck. Turd importance.
Turtle insurance.
Brilliant.
What else?
It is. The smashing crash hit Midnight Surgery by Turtle Implants.
Timothy Incompetence.
Save everyone!
That was the Teenage Importance.
Thanks.
Anytime. Where can do you want to plug your band? Are you playing a show or do you have a web page? You know, shows.
No
shows, web internet.
No internet presence.
MySpace.com. It's a new website. It's devoted to mostly gangs. www.myspace.com /porngangs. No.
Hi.
/teenageimpotence. See, there's a lot of bands in the city named Teenage, and we don't want to, you know, we want to, like, stand out in the crowd.
Name one other.
Teenage Pothole Mood. Babysitter.
Teenage Pothole Babysitter.
Dan, you have to talk into the microphone for us to hear.
You can't talk into your beer can.
Teenage Suicide or Teen Suicide. There's just a ton of them. I can't.
Teenage Horse Corral.
Teenage Babysitter? That's a real, that's a band
name?
No,
that's not a band name. Oh.
Teenage Paper now. Machete.
Teenage
Paper Machete.
Teenage Wolf Helmet.
Do you want to do some week late news?
Yeah.
Week late news. Well, let's start. You want to talk about Metallica?
I don't.
What?
You might.
Metallica made it in the news the day after our last episode, so we couldn't fit it in. So this is double week late news.
Is this about how you're like one of the most underrated bands of all time?
Yeah, and apparently...
That's an important distinction.
I don't... Who did this?
That was Vitamin.
Complete misuse.
Oh, Vita.mn.
Okay, let's tell the story for the listener.
I love Vita.mn.
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 Yeah.
Vita. Living the Vita loca.
Okay, so Vitamin released a bunch of lists for some reason, and Metallica made number 7 most underrated band in Minneapolis.
And then that list made the number 1 on the list of most misused words in the list.
Yeah, I didn't realize they changed under to the the meaning
exact
of under
opposite.
To over.
Metallica was listed right next to Pizza Luce.
so yeah. Good. Check us out, Metallica.com.
We haven't done shit in this town in like a year and a half. Why would? How could you? Whatever.
Fuck legend it. Lives on.
It does. It really does. The legend of the most fucking.
I mean, maybe guys. That's like that. That's kudos to you guys. That's a
yeah. Big
thanks,
time.
Dan. Hats you're a big off. Supporter of our band.
Yes.
Well, let me tell them.
Never showing up unless I can get it for free. If I can get it for free, I'll show up early. You guys need help moving gear.
This is. The flip side of that coin is we just told Gallagher to go fuck himself.
What?
Well, we were supposed to play in Fargo with Gallagher again in November, and the money wasn't right, so we told him to fucking
put a puppy nose with a rubber hose.
That kind of shit.
Yikes.
So, I think, yeah. Well, that and we have a guitar player that lives in fucking San Dimas or whatever the fuck.
San Juan.
Yeah.
San Juan.
It's
Are you talking about Kirk Ham Sandwich?
Yeah. He lives in...
Ha! Ha! Hey!
He lives in the middle of nowhere, and then every time we play a show, he's like, man, I can't come, because I'm fucking weird!
Ah! Holy shit! Oh, my God!
He goes like this.
Everybody scream in the microphone so you can tell what we're saying.
He goes, I'm pretty busy that weekend. And then they go, oh, well, I guess we can just take your plane ticket out of our guarantee. Oh, okay, I'll be there. Like, what? So he, like, basically eats all of our money up with his fucking like $500 first class plane ticket that he has to have the club pay for.
Jason, if you're listening to this, fuck you. Anyways, that's not really news, that but is. Let's continue on to the second most important piece of news is that Brent is happy because Amanda Bynes is unretired now.
What? After all of that?
She's back. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She's back.
She's beautiful.
I'll take your stunned silence as awe.
Yeah.
No, she retired about a month ago because she wasn't having any fun, you guys.
What?
She that's what I said. She's the man.
Wait, how old is she?
Sydney White.
Sydney White is the one.
Thank you. See?
Yes.
How old is she?
24.
24. Here's what I think everybody should do. Between the ages of 20 and 24, just retire.
Gives a
and
shit.
Then just go drink and fuck everything and then unretire.
And then you unretire and everybody goes.
How is that boring?
Well, the thing is
2 weeks you're bored?
Well, no, because she was here's what's...
Wasn't she... She was all downtrodden by Hollywood or...
They didn't... I don't think they told her the whole deal.
You know what? I'm like downtrodden by life. I'm sorry.
They didn't tell her...
Welcome back.
Grouting your bathroom.
Welcome back. Yeah. The tile's gotta get grouted in. Honey!
Shut up and let Brent talk.
Oh,
I don't care.
This is important.
Look, my affinity for Amanda Bynes can... Wait, if we're going to listen to Dan's suicide note live on the air, I don't fucking care. No, I think it's awesome. I think it's amazing. And you know what? This thing, you know what? She's like the Floyd Mayweather of acting. She got a taste in, people. She got her like.
He's a boxer for those listeners.
Floyd Mayweather's a boxer who retired, fake retired. Nobody thought he would stay retired. Nobody thought Amanda Bynes wouldn't act again. But a month is a kind of a short window. Either way, it's good. It's good to have her back. Thanks, Amanda, for coming back.
Does
right?
she have a boyfriend?
Me?
Come on, stalker.
No, I know.
My
but
ex-girlfriend like looked like her.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, she didn't.
taking care of bullshit will be next.
Okay, Drew.
Hello.
Don't do this.
Sorry.
Thanks. No, she's got a movie coming out. You guys, she's got a movie coming out, and it's called Easy A. It's going to be
was
good.
She, do you think this was just a publicity stunt
Could
for her
been.
Movie?
Could have been.
She's like, I'm going to say something dumb and then take it back.
Oh,
by the way, I have a movie coming out. It's made of donuts.
Is she going to have an arty nude scene in this movie or not?
That's what I'm thinking. Well,
I hope
you know
so.
What, though? Here's the thing. Is the last like 6 months, she's kind of looked like dog shit. Kind of bloated, kind of weird.
That's fine.
I don't know. I just hope she doesn't.
That's probably why she retired.
Oh, she doesn't. Yeah, me, that's what I was thinking. I hope she just doesn't. I hope she doesn't blow it.
I just don't want people to see me being fat.
Is she like a great big fat lady?
Yeah. I just want to start being fat and retire for a while. Stay out of the tabloids and be fat.
No. So anyway, all is right in Hollywood, except Pete. Pete.
Hi. Hello.
Trivia time. You like horror movies.
I'm number one fan horror movie guy.
What's the most successful horror franchise of all time?
I'm going to go with Scream.
Oh. Drew?
Saw?
Friday the 13th?
Drew is right.
What? That fucking sucks.
Yeah, no. This is, see, Saw...
What are they, on 8 now?
This 7's coming out.
Oh.
But it's not called 7. It's called Saw 3D.
Of course
I'm
it is.
I'm dead fucking serious.
Of course.
Okay.
Did you guys have a
trivia?
The
next thing
going to
be Saw 4D?
That, like on one of these?
To hope it's Saw double D's.
Damn.
D's nuts.
Sorry for running into your titties.
Sorry for banging into your titties. Okay, trivia question part two. Saw has currently put out 6 episodes, or 6 whatever fucking tank bullshit things.
Tater?
How much in 6... installments of Saw, how much money has it made? Pete?
$80 billion.
That's a shoot in the moon there. Drew?
Yeah.
One.
High shot.
I'd say $856 million.
Dan?
$1, Bob.
Anyway, Dan's a complete twat. Actually,
it's Drew Carey now, not Bob Barker.
It's $733 million dollars.
Oh. I was only 120 something million off.
And the $1
not that much.
All right, so Dan.
So you win the Saw franchise.
Yep.
Yes.
This is that example of like, if you just stick around long enough, baby. If you just hang in
it'll
there,
it'll come through.
It'll happen. It's like those hockey players that have like 1,400 points, but they played for like 24 years. And you're like, well, statistically, that's not really that great, but fuck it, we'll give it to you. Oh, you started your career when you were 17 and you retired at 45. All right, fuck it, you're amazing. Like that's what Saw is. But whatever, good for them.
Well, are they doing like a once a year? Like they fart
Halloween
these things
every
out every
year.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they'll stop at 7. I think if $733 million in the bank.
We'll be dead, and they'll be on Saw 87,
yeah.
And then
after the Holocaust, there'll be fucking cockroaches and Saw left.
Like, how can we come up with
kind
a weird
like
way for people?
Saw?
I've implanted a radiator in your chest. Inside
what
the radiator is your best friend's
there?
Cat.
You got a lot of news there.
Well,
I like
this
news.
How about not talking over everybody?
This
sorry.
Is part two of this.
Oh, sorry.
Dead right. Seriously, this is another great like snakes on a plane type. Is it real? Is it not real? It fucking is real. Titanic 2 is coming out.
James Cameron.
What are they fucking?
No.
Put it back up on the water and sink it again?
Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
That exact thing you just said.
What?
It's literally, I watched the trailer, and it's like the 100th anniversary of it. And so they decide to like remake it, and it goes on the same course, and the same bullshit happens.
What?
The actual text, it just says.
Are they gonna do it like another Challenger too, or like build another Challenger space
Flight
shuttle to
77,
blow up?
Yeah. The sequel. 9/11/2 happens.
We'll just build these towers back up.
My personal theory for
That minute, that twin tower building was sure tiring. I hope nobody flies a tank into it.
My personal theory for Titanic 2 is that it's like some sort of government depopulation program, where every theater that shows it is just a gas chamber. That if you would pay to see that.
Yeah, this just to, yeah. There you go. Just gas.
I didn't see the first one, so I'll probably see the second.
It's gonna be way better.
You're not gonna understand it at all, man.
They should have two Titanics. You think there'll be two Titanics and they'll fight each other?
Yeah, Royal Rumble.
Right.
That's actually what happened.
So moving on. Have we bashed the Jews enough?
Dan has. Dan, go on a little Jew rant.
This is no.
I feel like that was taken out of context.
You said those dirty, stinky, bagel-eating, freak-faced Jews with the curly fries on the side of their head and the weird...
And their shark fin noses.
And their shark fin nose, bald spot, monk covering.
The ironic part is I either get confused for being Jewish myself for this beautiful honker I got on my face.
Oh, yeah.
Or gay. Like at the Buck Cherry show last night.
I can't imagine why.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Start your sentence again. Oh. You're answering your own fucking gripe here.
So you got accused of being gay at a Buck Cherry show?
This like fat, drunken woman. Like I had to go to a Buck Cherry show for work last night.
So I'm inside this guy's ass, balls deep. And this guy's like, what are you, gay? That's more manly.
I love the cocaine.
Fat woman who, by the way, was wearing the Buck Cherry panties that they sell. Like Buck Cherry has like officially sanctioned Buck Cherry panties. This woman is older than my mom and is wearing them on the outside of her jeans. And like,
do they have cum stains on them?
They were about to. Like,
cum stains.
She walked by me I gave her the finger point and like, yeah, lady, like one of those. And she like came up to me and like gave me this weird long hug and kind of like tried to dance with me, and I kind of just stood there like, eh, you took this way
farther
than I wanted to.
You're non-threatening because you're gay.
And she goes, you're gay, aren't you? And I was like, no. Like,
wait.
What?
Wait, you're not?
Yeah.
I do love when disgusting women, like, shy away from them. They're like, what, are you a fag? And you're like,
no, you're just a totally, big fucking land monster, and I don't want my dick anywhere near you because I don't want to turn it on.
She was wearing the Buck Cherry panties on the outside.
Let me ask you this. If the Buck Cherry panties are on the outside, what do you think's on the inside?
The...
Yep, you guessed it. A rotten bee's nest. it's been a bad week for the Jews.
What happened to him?
Shows too.
Well, you heard, you know, first the Mel Gibson thing. He don't like the Jews.
Oh, he hates them.
Is this about 9/11?
No.
I knew it.
What? No, Oliver Stone doesn't like Jews either, but he doesn't like him in lieu of loving Hitler. He doesn't hate the Jews. He just likes Hitler a whole bunch. Anybody hear about this whole thing?
No.
Just keep it short.
What happened?
Well, basically, I'll go backwards here. He's got a thing coming out about the history of this fucking whatever. It's called Secret History of America. And a quote that he said was, Hitler was a Frankenstein, but there was also a Dr. Frankenstein, German industrialist, the Americans and the British. He had a lot of support. Hitler did far more damage to the Russians than the Jewish people.
Wait a minute. Was Himmler the Loch Ness Monster? Who was the mummy?
Goebbels.
Fair enough.
Whatever. But he called Hitler an easy scapegoat. But this is all building to this ultimate irony thing. And then he started bashing, like anybody who has ears and eyes, the Jewish domination of the media and how the Jews run Hollywood.
Right?
So he was saying, you know, fuck this book. Like, you know, I can't say this shit because the Jews run Hollywood. Well,
but
cut to this week. Now, some fucking guy named Chaim Saban... Some Jewish...
Did you just make that up?
No, that's true.
His name's Chaim?
Chaim Saban.
Yeah, I can make him Jewish.
And it says they've teamed up to demand that CBS president Les Moonves pull Stone's upcoming documentary from Showtime. So basically, by him bitching about the Jews running Hollywood and how they control everything, they countered him by showing how hard they control everything.
Fuck yeah.
Which is like a Jews, weird right, muscle Dan? Flexing thing, but also at the same time being like, oh yeah, wait, you're totally right. So... pick your poison, Jews. Do you want to control everything, or do you want to be fucking victims?
That's
or what?
Like that's like going to the teacher and complaining that some big kid beats you up, only to turn around
for
and
being
get
a tattletale.
Up by the
he
big
beat me
kid
up for because I'm a tattletale. Like you fucking dirty little shithole. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. Bash Jews all you want to. Doesn't matter to me. We'll cut that part out. Hey, Pete. You know who likes
who
to
said that?
You know who likes to fuck? Who likes to fuck, Pete? The
who
most.
Likes to fuck
Paris
the
Hilton.
Most.
Who likes
it?
But really,
fuck. This is.
Let's dig deeper. Who really likes to fuck?
Madonna?
The Jews?
Close.
Ghosts. Oh.
The
Patrick Swayze.
The Amish.
Oh.
Love to fuck.
Is that true?
I love
according
that.
To studies, I it is. The number of Amish people in this country has increased 10% in the last 2 years.
Well, can I counter that statistic
sure.
with this?
Yeah.
Amish people probably don't use a lot of prophylactics.
It doesn't mean they're not fucking. Whatever. Basically, in 1992, there was 124,000 Amish retards in this country, and now there's 249,000.
Wait, they these are retarded
movie,
Amish people?
They're all retarded.
They also had the movie Witness with
and
Harrison
Kingpin.
Ford. Wasn't that about the Amish?
Gives he's a from, shit.
You know, what about that Macaulay Culkin movie?
That's Kingpin.
That's Good Son. Oh, you're thinking of Home Alone. Sorry.
Fuck.
But
that was an Amish one.
I wish you all would just go.
There's always Amish versions of everything. It's like a Christian death metal band. There's like Christian versions of every band you can think of. Except
Gerald, Jared, Richard.
Exactly.
But the Amish.
They're like, Third Eye Blind is popular. Let's get a Christian version of that. And an Amish version of this pornography.
Jesus lives hard. Okay. Now go write a song, fans.
Anyways,
three nails in the arms.
I'm done talking in my 1930s radio voice.
No, so, but basically they've migrated west, and they keep fucking along the way. So in Minnesota, it's gone up 9%, which is funny.
So they're getting in their covered wagons.
Yeah, with horses.
Letting the horses
yeah.
just kind of do the work while they're in back.
While they're fucking.
doing the nasty.
They put the horse on cruise control, and they fuck. And by the time they get to where they're going, they have like three kids.
Horses are really just kind of like their version of autopilot, I guess.
More or less. Well, horses know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's obvious.
They stop, drink a little bit of water.
My other horse is a chuck wagon.
The horse goes,
that's a sandwich.
This is basically, if I asked you, what time period is this taking place? This is a sentence in this story. It says, now they've mostly settled in South Dakota. And it says, they've planted forage for their cows, built barns, and established a weekly bake sale. What are they, fucking Girl Scouts?
They make furniture.
Yeah, they make a lot of shit, but none of it anything that I would want ever.
Hey,
come on.
Extra beard.
Some nice furniture.
I've got this. Hot.
And those baked goods are all homemade. It's not like Poppin' Fresh or whatever the fuck his name is.
Do they refer to people who aren't Amish as English?
Like, no, they call them like niggers. Call
Puritan. Oh. Oh, there's the nail in that story's coffin.
We've crossed over tonight. It's all over.
Should we do one more, or is that it?
Oh, yeah. Lay it on me.
This is awesome. You know how this
you're boring, Drew.
You know how this country's super racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, well they
won the World Cup in racism.
We went to regionals 3 years in a row. This I didn't know this, so I think it's funny. This is they updated the cocaine laws finally.
I love the cocaine.
Prior to this law, to be charged with a felony, crack users needed to possess only 5 grams of crack. Right. But to be hit with a felony for powdered cocaine, a.k.a. the white man's drug, you had to have 500 grams, right?
What? Which since is, when?
This is the law, or was the law.
Bullshit.
It's 100 to 1, the disparity.
I know plenty of people who got in fucking felonies for 1 gram.
No, you didn't.
They have felony or misdemeanor?
Felony.
Felony?
You get a felony, yeah. Absolutely, you get a felony
you
for that
gonna
shit.
Counter, you going to counter my story?
No.
Yeah.
Liar.
What the hell, man?
Anyway,
why don't you just go along with what's going on?
This is week late news.
This is how awesome the drug war in this country is. So it was, let's just say that I'm right for a second, Drew, you fucking maniac.
Hey, Gary's going to argue with you.
Farting Gary?
Farting Gary from White Castle?
This is, this is why it's funny, because it goes...
It's a town in Pennsylvania.
So you think 5 grams is a felony, right? But 500 grams of coke is a felony, right? So you'd think the logical thing to do if you're really trying to fight the drug use in this country would be to lower the amount of cocaine you'd have to have so the disparity is less.
Because you could make more crack out of it.
They went the other way with it and just upped the amount of crack you could have.
Sweet.
So now you can have 28 grams of crack. So the black guys can do more of the fucking cool drug that they like. And they can't. It's only 18 to 1.
I just operate by the rule that you should do as many drugs as you can get your fucking hands on.
And eat as much pussy as comes your way. Yeah. Somebody dangles coke and pussy in front of your face, you got a choice to make.
You got to snort one and lick the other one.
And you never know which is which.
You don't.
I'm going to go snort some pussy.
You did a great job on news.
Right. Well, the last part that ties it to the same thing.
Brent's always got more news.
No, some judge actually had to go to work and make a ruling on if sagging your faggy little pants was a crime.
Oh.
He says, no,
really?
It's just dumb.
Wait, what?
Some guy got arrested for having his pants around his knees, which you should.
Wait, were they actually down to his knees?
Oh, or was it just under holes were hanging out?
Wait a minute. He was wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Well, then who cares?
And somebody took exception to his dog, or some police officers said, you can't fucking do that. And they gave this guy, his guy's name was Julio Martinez. Guessing it's a white chick. So this judge went through, you know, like 9 years of law school. Had to go through all these different clerkships, actually try cases, probably become a partner at a high-powered firm, to go through all sorts of different accreditations and get so many different things. And then across his desk is like, how high can a Mexican man wear his pants? He's like, it doesn't. None of this matters. I don't care. But he actually just ended up saying in his report, let me find the dumb quote here, is that wearing saggy pants is not a crime. It's just foolish. So,
foolish.
Take
that's
that, Mexico.
Judge term for dumb.
You're dead to me, Mexico.
So we got Mexicans, blacks, Amish, gays, Jews, women. And do we miss anyone?
Whites.
Fuck that. What?
Oh,
wait
Margaret,
a minute.
Margaret
we're
Cho.
White.
Margaret, we nailed Margaret Cho's ass to the cross. Yep. That was fun.
Sorry, girl.
So yeah, long story short, Amanda
Sorry,
Bynes is
girl.
Back. And pull your fucking pants up.
I mean, I appreciate that you tried to make me
wait
laugh.
Wait a minute. So Dan's getting mistaken for gay, ending up at Margaret Cho shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And she's big with the gays. Shows. Buck cherries.
Buck cherries.
Buck fucked up cherry
hey,
shows.
Hey, did anyone know that buck cherry, when you reverse
Chuck,
the consonants?
Chuck Berry? What?
Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
I just realized that.
You could be, you want to be in my, I got a band called Kiki Bing that's starting up that you could be in.
Kiki Bing.
I got one more buck cherry show story. So...
What?
I go to the show and I with somebody that I was with.
God, your stories are so boring.
We're standing around and they're playing music inevitably before Buck Cherry comes out.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! No, they're
edit this thing so hard.
Pantera is on the comes on the stereo
like always,
and the girl goes, "Who is this?" And I go.
What girl? Is this the panties girl?
No. This was somebody I went to the show with.
Just
somebody,
some dumb
so like,
fucking
like,
idiot.
Like, because I was like, oh, hooray, Pantera's on the radio. Like any other good card carrying.
Any other good Christian?
American
what song was it?
It was 5 minutes alone. And
of
like,
course.
Anybody?
How could you not recognize that?
Yeah, like. Really, like, you're at the Buck Cherry show, and, like, you hear that...
Did you just tell her to headbutt some fucking broken glass and get on with her life?
I tried to tell her, but, like, so, she goes, oh, who is this? I go, it's fucking Pantera! And, like, I thought, like, I knew this person well enough to just kind of, like...
So this is a person you're with?
Yeah, and, like... And the, like
Dan's new
the,
wife.
The, like,
wait,
the screwed
does she
up
work
this person,
for music... To or music company or whatever the fuck
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, and like and so
she works for a music company.
Yeah.
Is at a shitty rock show.
Yeah,
and
she
Pantera comes on.
Fucked up.
And she fucking poops the pants in her pants. Where her pants are.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you not know Pantera? She lost her mind, and I'm fired now. So.
Oh, this is your boss.
That was the moral of the story.
Did she get really upset? Was
no, she like gave me this screwed up look. Like I just go, it's Pantera, and she like looked at me like, like I like said like you know I don't know like oh,
it's Buck Cherry.
Yeah, like what's wrong with you?
It's Buck Cherry. It's a cocaine song.
Rotten.
But come on, really?
I probably.
She's a girl.
I don't know.
Girls don't listen to Pantera and then go in public.
They're mutually
exclusive. Well, I would think that if at least you
taking care of their children.
If you are in the music industry, you should have an idea of songs that are maybe at least had a popular enough to have had a music video made.
Yeah,
and were and debuted at number one.
Yeah,
on the,
right. Well, and, I don't know. I'm married to a lady who hears Pantera Cemetery Gates and like gets wet. So like I don't know, whatever.
But it's wet.
Pantera. Yeah. Pantera is one of those bands whose like their awesomeness is like
only surpassed by their racism.
Yeah.
Like much like this show, their awesomeness is inversely proportional to the awesomeness of their fans. So like they're one of like the dumber and fucking more ignorant and rednecky and fat and bald somebody is, the more likely they are to absolutely love Pantera.
You're it's describing like kinda, me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm looking right at you while I'm saying it. I'm not breaking eye contact. No, so that, in a way, that kind of says something about her for not knowing who Pantera is. She might be a decent person.
Well,
does she have big hands?
No.
Not interested.
Big hands?
No.
I don't notice that anymore. My life's over.
Fuck you, you
She's single?
Does she have big hands?
Big gams.
Does she have mid-digital hair?
She have a dentist.
Can she wear skorts?
How attached are her ears to her skull?
Pete has the weirdest ears I've ever known, by the
Me?
Way.
You're, is that why he wears headphones?
Genealogical nightmare. Seriously, I'm not kidding. Like, this is almost a rare... It's rare. It's like an albino, but like... Pete has one attached lobe and one unattached lobe.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. It's like having one left arm and two left arms. It's like the weirdest thing you can have on your body.
Two left arms. That wouldn't be very good for guitar playing.
Well, you could be in the Teenage Impotence then.
I could be in the Teenage
Mutant.
Teenage Mutant Awesome Guitar Players.
Teenage Mutant Impotence.
Lord Tornado Incest. What
Lord that Tornado Incest. What? Incest 5?
Tornado Incense?
Oh, I get it. T.I.
Because you burn.
It smells like
a tornado.
Yeah, we're
going to get like, sued and shot by that guy at the same time, probably. Yeah. He's going to surface paperwork and then shoot us.
He's got gun charges.
Yeah, he does.
He's on the straight and narrow now.
He is the king of the
I'm
South.
I'm sure he'll hear of you at some point, though, so this might come up ever. Okay.
Well, what if he likes us?
What if he's going to be eating a hamburger one day, looking on his iPhone, and spit his hamburger out all over his wife across the way and go, son of a fucking eyeball.
I didn't think this day would come. A bunch of fucking...
Get my lawyers on the phone!
A bunch of zeros in Minneapolis start... Okay, I'm done ripping on you.
No, we are zeros.
No, you're great. I think it sounds great. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
You should just book some
heard
shows.
The song.
It's on the internet today.
It's important to be...
It's important to be on the internet.
Yeah.
That's your guys' problem.
It's pretty professional of you.
Go to the library right now. Be on the internet. Don't tell you that.
Our records, it's on microfiche.
This isn't important at all.
Oh,
this is
cares.
Not important.
Yeah, should we print
cares.
Our record on microfiche? Like the liner
just
notes?
The notes? You get like a 5-line staff on there.
I made the joke of changing the band name to JJ Talker. And then the name of the album would be Dino Mite, spelled like dinosaur mite.
I don't think everyone knows who J.J. Walker is, so you know.
J.J. Walker is from Good Times.
He is.
And
from
he would clap and go, Dino Mite.
People know who
no
that
one,
is.
No one will listen to this other than people in
Look,
Minnesota.
Look, I've never seen an episode of Good Times.
Really?
I've seen it parodied enough in everything to
Where the
know.
Hell are you going?
Oh, Drew's...
Well, what do you say, folks? You want to wrap up this little show program?
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, thank you, Dan and Drew, for coming on to the podcast and enjoying our time.
Yeah. No problem.
I really enjoyed having you guys
Thanks.
On here. You pussies.
I don't know why you fucking twats decided not to enter a contest that was almost... Completely winnable.
Yeah, congratulations, Pencils Franklinson, or whatever your name
was.
Can
I still enter tomorrow?
You sure. can, yes. Yeah, actually, nobody listening to this can, but you can.
Yep, fuck you, everyone.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and I was a guest.
Keep knocking them out of the park, you fucking losers.
Are you going to have to draw names between me and Dan?
Yep.
Who else?
You haven't even entered.
Who else entered?
No, I will enter right after this.
My girlfriend, one of my coworkers.
Who's paying for this thing?
The
sexy
Pansy Pants Gangsters.
Brent, put some heat on it.
Do it.
All right. All right, here we go. You're dead to me, Florida.
For more information, visit us at TwinCitiesTank.com. We're also available on Facebook and Twitter at TwinCitiesTank. Help us out by rating and commenting on us on iTunes. If you're in a Minnesota band, send your professionally recorded MP3s to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com to have them played on the show. Thanks for listening. I love the cocaine. I love the cocaine.